Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
All right, thanks for sending jokes in Monday through Thursday to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. On Fridays, we play back the best of them and see what's the joke of the week. Here's joke of the week number one. Here's bad news. I told my wife there's a garden in England devoted entirely to plants that are deadly. It's the most dangerous garden in the world, I said. They've got hemlock and strychnine and nightshade. And she's like, oh, do they have a gift shop? Morning, Will Robinson. Joke of the week number two. Hey, Dave, what's the capital of Alaska?
Juneau?
No, Dave, that's why I'm asking. We had all kinds of jokes like that this week. Here's joke of the week number three. I went to a Chinese restaurant that had bear on the menu. It was listed as Winnie the Pooh-Pooh Platter. Can we tell jokes like that still? Andy, are you liking that one?
Yeah, that's good.
I think we're off to a good start. Here's joke of the week number four. Guy says to his wife, do you know a three-letter word for eggs? She says, it's ova. Guy says, is it because I'm terrible at crosswords? No, you big dummy. Oh, never mind. Here's joke of the week number five. What do you call a dog that floats? Good boy. Joke of the week number six.
Hey, John.
Yes, Andy.
From now on, my name is going to be Spinal Column.
Sorry, Andy. I'm a little busy right now. I'll call you back. Number seven. You've already heard the punchline. What's a surprising advantage to time travel? Pause. Joke of the week number eight. I saw an audiologist today, but I think I'm going to get a second opinion.
Why is that?
Well, because I don't think he's a very good doctor, Andy. Why would I ever need a heron egg? I do need a heron egg. I'm getting a... I'm going to see the bird doctor next month, and I'll probably have a heron egg like so many of my other friends do. And they say, John, why are you putting it off? And I said, vanity, vanity. Are you kidding me? Joke of the week number nine. Hey, quick, Andy, give me the formula for nitric oxide.
No.
Do you have any more chemistry jokes for us?
None that I can think of.
Would you believe I just got that again for the second time? That was me spontaneously laughing. Right on the radio. Here's joke of the week number 10. My kids keep laughing at me for losing my memory these days, but they won't be laughing next Christmas when there are no eggs under the tree. Is that a memory joke? I don't know what that is. Here's number 11. Hey, here's a fun fact. Women spend more time wondering what men are thinking than men actually spend thinking. True dat. Here's joke of the week number 12. Waiter, waiter, there's a... what's this fly doing in my soup?
That would be the backstroke.
Hey, Andy, a red-rumped bush tyrant orders a bowl of soup. calls the waiter over. It really doesn't matter now, does it? A red-rumped bush tyrant orders a bowl of soup, calls the waiter over and says, waiter, waiter, there's no fly in my soup. I'm so glad we discovered there's a bird called yes. The red-rumped bush tyrant.
Me too.
Brenda and I are going to be outside later today. I'm going to look for a bird, and then I'm going to go, hey, Brenda, is that possibly a red-rumped bush tyrant? Because I get to say that now. She's going to be real glad. Brenda may stay indoors for the rest of the day. Here's number 13.
In the following scene, Andy Mazur will portray the Norse god of thunder, and John Williams will star as his horse, who he has just taken for a wild ride.
I am Thor.
Should have used a saddle. Let's hear for Andy Mazur.
Thank you.
The god of thunder. Here's joke of the week number 14. I have an 80-year-old aunt who's been married four times. First to a banker, then to a circus ringmaster, then to a preacher, and finally to a funeral director. I asked her to explain the different careers of the men she was attracted to, and she said,
well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, now go, cat, go.